It's in Brisbane. G'day, Ruth.
Hello, Ray. Thanks for taking my call. My husband and I live in the CBD in Brisbane. We were out to breakfast 3 weeks ago, and we saw hundreds of protesters carrying signs against the Queensland Greyhound Racing. And so they're gunning for Queensland now.
Well,
and they were walking Greyhound dogs.
Well, let me tell you, they've had success in New South Wales thanks to the lack of courage shown by Troy Grant and Michael Baird. And I don't know what deals have been done between Mr. Grant, Mr. Baird, the Greens and Animal Justice, but I'm sure there have been deals done. But that's next. And they're quite clear in both Courier Mail and Telegraph. They clearly say you will be next. And then
that's
Then look, I got an email, actually. I'm glad you phoned about this issue. I got an email this morning from a lady who's on a farm in New South Wales. And this is where it's getting to in relation to animals and, you know, these people representing animal justice and the like, about what is next. Now, this lady wrote to me, and as I said, she's from rural New South Wales, and her daughter is a 15-year-old who rides, you know, in the equestrian events, if you know what I mean. And over the course of the weekend, last weekend that is, the horse was playing up, and horses sometimes play up.
Yeah.
And so what she did for the horse, which she's been riding for quite some time, I mean, it's not as if she started riding the horse yesterday, she gave it a slap down the shoulder, you know, because that's what people do when they're riding horses, and you give them a slap down. You don't whip them or in any way attack them, but you give them a slap down the shoulder. And, you know, stockmen that are listening to me now know exactly what I'm talking about. You give them a slap down the shoulder to make sure they keep their mind on the job. And then what she did then, she heeled it along, you know, like she did not riding with spurs or anything. She just heeled the horse along. Now, this is from someone in Burrellin. So the young lady, I should say, not little girl, is 15. She's in a two-day event at a place called Harden, which I've been to, just off the Hume Highway, southern part of New South Wales. She was eliminated by the judges for what they called horse abuse.
Oh, you got to be joking.
Listen to this. She smacked her horse on the neck with an open hand and dug him up. Now, dug him up means she just, without spurs, she just gave him a little click up, you know, come on, settle down. Anyway, two independent witnesses complained to the event organiser. The witnesses, we were told, have never sat on a horse in their life, but they're from the animal justice movement.
Yep.
Now, these two witnesses, plus a dressage judge, decided at the insistence of the two witnesses it was abuse of the horse. They then rang the young lady's show-jumping coach, who said, look, this is a direct response from the greyhound racing industry. We are next. We were advised from the person organising the two-day event that we would have to, in future, produce a video each time our 15-year-old rides. And we said, what?
Oh, no.
Why? And they said, well, if we get... She's now on probation, the 15-year-old kid. And these are farm people. These are not people, you know, who are Pitt Street farmers. They are farm people. They live on a farm in southern New South Wales where they keep animals. And they've got many animals on the farm, including four horses. So her name has now gone onto a probationary list with Equine Australia, and she's been yellow carded. In future, we will need to videotape our children, including our 15-year-old, riding, so that if someone comes up to us and accuses us of abuse, we'll have a video to dispute that abuse, because two animal justice party or animal liberationist people came to the two-day event. Now, as I kept saying, Ruth, you're 100% right. What's going to happen in Queensland eventually? They'll want to get their own way there, and they'll find the equivalent of Troy Grant and Mike Baird, two weak-kneed, lily-livered blokes, and they'll ban it.
I'll be ringing the LNP and telling them what I think. They lost my vote. They lost my vote because of Malcolm Turnbull. I'm one of those Del Cons.
Anyway, all right, darling, you do what you think is right in relation to your vote. I'm not here to tell you how to vote, but I've checked the veracity of all 100% true. A 15-year-old girl competing in a two-day event at Harden in New South Wales, she gets eliminated for what's called horse abuse. The 15-year-old, in front of her parents, the horse is playing up, and horses can get into their head. They're going to play up and misbehave, you know, like anyone can from time to time. So she gave it an open-handed slap down the neck. Come on, cut it out. And then it wanted to wheel round, so she dug it up. Not with spurs, just with her boots on. Just dug up. Come on, settle down. Two independent witnesses complained to the organiser. These witnesses, apparently have never sat on a horse in their life. They're from animal justice or animal liberationists. They went to a dressage judge and they complained. They didn't have any footage of the event, but they complained and said she slapped the horse and she dug it up, or she kicked it, they said. She kicked it. You can't kick a horse when you're on its back. I mean, that, you know, you're not standing beside it kicking up the guts. You're on its back. They complained. The dressage judge went to water. They put the young lady on probation, on a list with Equine Australia, and given her a yellow card. In future, we've been told by organisers, with this yellow card in place, we will need to videotape any of our children riding, so that when they're accused by the animal justice people of horse abuse, we'll have a video to show the dressage judge or anyone else that it's just nonsense. We're farmers from Borellan. We've got many animals on our farm, including horses, and we love our horses. You imagine the stockmen across Australia listening to this at the moment? You know, I know most of it's done now on bikes and quad bikes, but there's still stockmen out there riding horses and wheeling them around and chasing cattle and getting them back into formation. They'll be next. They'll be next. 131873 is the open line number. It's a thin end of the wedge. And these lunatics don't want horses to race until they're five. And all of a sudden, I bet Peter Volandis and John Dovenay start to sit up and take notice when we start reading in the paper or there's some sort of report on Four Corners about the abuse of horses. Of course there are people out there abuse horses. There are bastards that abuse horses. There are people out there, shock horror, that abuse children. We don't do too much with them. We shouldn't be putting them in jail for life. We put them in jail for a couple of years. There's bad people in the community, whether they're dealing with horses, dogs, budgies, cats, or children. And here we go. The animal liberationists, animal justice, they want to close down the lot. I mean, the sort of nonsense in the Telegraph this morning that I reported to you from these two women, I mean, everyone, you know, I love my puppy dogs at home. Oh, Winston and Doug, my pride and joy. They get looked after. Glenys, the Executive Director of Animals Australia. She had little sympathy for those who face losing everything, and the cruel industry could not be cleaned up. Sadly, I do not think there are a lot of innocent people in the industry, and I don't say that lightly. Certainly, Animals Australia is pushing for a national ban on greyhound racing because of what's been exposed. Peter, People for Ethical Treatment of Children, the campaign manager there, Claire Fryer, calling for an end to the barbaric sports of gallops and harness racing. Animals are not ours to use, whether it be for sport or entertainment. These sports run at the expense of animals. Horse racing forces animals to take part, and they're forced to run at too young an age. Unfortunately, there are thousands killed through wastage each year as well. I mean, this is the lunacy you're dealing with. This is the lunacy you're dealing with. It's never ending. 20 minutes to 10.